Indigenous and non-Indigenous people will come together for a powwow in Cochrane for the first time at the end of September in what organizers hope becomes an annual affair. Promotional material for the inaugural event on September 30 calls this an example of what can happen when communities work together, learn from each other, and take shared action on reconciliation with positive, forward-thinking dialogue about inclusion, mutual understanding and respect. Through song and dance, our communities celebrate Indigenous culture and honor this land which has long served as a site of meeting and exchange among the Iyarhi Nakota peoples. Town of Cochrane Cown. Susan Flowers has been working along with a number of organizers for about 6 months to make the powwow a reality. I'm just really excited to hold this in Cochrane because it hasn't happened before and it's time we built on our relationships with our Stoney Nakota Nation neighbors, she said. Flowers said Stoney Cown. Krista Hunter was instrumental in getting the powwow off the ground. Working together with them has been a real learning experience and I'm learning about the history and different ways of living that they have compared to us, and I want to build relationships that are ongoing, Flowers said. And the plan is to educate and reduce racism. National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. September 30 is also the federally recognized day of remembrance to honor the children who never returned home and survivors of residential schools. The day also remembers the tragic effects residential schools had on survivors, their families, their communities, and speaks to the ongoing impacts through intergenerational trauma. It is also referred to as Orange Shirt Day. Go to orangeshirtday.org for more information. History of the Stoney Nakota Nation. The Stoney Nakota have continuously used, occupied and possessed their traditional lands since well before contact with European settlers. Their traditional territory ranged from the Great Plains where they hunted buffalo to the Rocky Mountain foothills and watersheds where they harvested, fished and hunted big game, and over the mountain passes to the British Columbia interior. The Stoney Nakota Nations, SNN, comprised of the Bearspaw First Nation, Chiniki First Nation and Goodstoney First Nation, were signatories to Treaty No. 7 on September 22, 1877 at Blackfoot Crossing. At present, the Stoney Nakota live primarily on six reserves, Stoney Indian Reserves No. 142, No. 143, No. 144 at Minnithinny, Morley, located 65 kilometers west of Calgary on the Trans-Canada Highway between Calgary and Banff, Rabbit Lake Indian Reserve No. 142B northwest of Minnithinny, Morley, Eden Valley Indian Reserve No. 216, located 120 kilometers south of Minnithinny, Morley, near Longview, and the Bighorn Reserve No. 144A located 265 kilometers northwest of Minnithinny, Morley, near Nordegg. As of 2021, the population of SNN was approximately 5,397. Throughout Stoney traditional territory, countless geographic landmarks, rivers, mountains, hills, migration trails, valleys and flats all bear long-standing Iyarhi Nakota names, names such as Minnewanka, meaning sacred waters, Kiska meaning big horn sheep, or Iamanothka meaning flat-faced mountain, known in English as Yamnuska or Mount John Laurie. History. In 1926 the Morley Residential School, previously the McDougall Orphanage, opened southwest of the hospital on the Stoney Nakota Nation. In 1951 the David Bearspaw Day School was opened and amalgamated with the residential school. In 1962 it was reported that all Stoney children between the ages of 6 and 15 were in the school. Parents were concerned about the conditions at the school. Allegations of severe corporal punishment, physical abuse and sexual abuse were made. The community lobbied the federal government and hired lawyers to protect their children. Eventually the school was closed in 1969. Stoney Nakoda Nations. Town of Cochrane Partnership. On March 15, 2022, elected leadership and senior staff from Bearspaw First Nation, Chiniki First Nation, Goodstoney First Nation, Town of Cochrane, and staff from the Stoney Tribal Administration gathered for an inaugural meeting, in the spirit of building a new relationship based in truth, understanding and respect. Since then, the participating governments and organization have met monthly for working group meetings and biannual workshops. They are supported by the First Nation Municipal Community Economic Development Initiative, SADI, program until 2025. The program supports these communities to strengthen their government-to-government relationships, and to find areas of common interest and opportunity in community economic development. Since 2013, SADI has supported First Nations and municipalities to develop mutually beneficial partnerships and plan for collaborative community economic development initiatives. Organizing committee members for the powwow included SADI group members, Bearspaw First Nation, Chiniki First Nation, Goodstoney First Nation, Town of Cochrane, Marissa Lawrence, Carmel Napoose, Stoney Tribal Administration, Tanya Lynn Hodder, Lisa Winans, Reg Fountain, First Nation committee members, Cown. Krista Hunter, Cown. Jordy Mark, Cown. Rod Hunter, Town of Cochrane committee members, Cown. Susan Flowers, Chantal Barber, communications team, and the team at SLS Center. SLS Center is a partner and host to this event along with a long list of sponsors. The powwow is free, and runs from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on September 30th at the SLS Center. An Indigenous artisan market will be available in the gymnasium of the SLS Center. Food trucks and vendors will be on site throughout the event. Commemorative orange shirts will be available for sale on site, while supplies last. Free Colt bus service will be offered between the station and SLS Center from 11:30 a.m., leaving from the station, and 8:20 p.m., leaving from SLS Center. Parking is available in the lot across from the station at Cochrane Crossing, 360 Railway Street, next to the Cochrane Public Library, corner of Railway Street West and Grande Avenue. On-site parking at SLS Center will be limited and subject to availability. Event attendees are encouraged to take advantage of public transportation. Note: the history surrounding the residential school in Morley was taken from The Children Remembered, research sourced from the website thechildrenremembered.ca, which is sponsored by the United Church of Canada. There is a potential for inaccuracies or deficiencies in the written history as others may recall it.